7. Mistakes.
Hello, Lee-san. You look very Japanese to me. I mean, it feels comfortable to talk to you.
Oh, I'm not Japanese, Shinichi. I'm Korean. But think of me as just Lee Mi-lim, okay?
I'm sorry, Lee Mi-lim. I didn't want to be rude.
It's okay, Shinichi. I'm glad you're comfortable. And by the way, I'm also Christian.
Oh, no problem. There are many Japanese Christians.
Lee Mi-lim, are there many Korean Christians? I'll be Christian on my wedding day.
I often wonder what the Japanese heart is. You go to shrines for some things, temples for others, and even churches for weddings.
Well, to me, shrines are for when we are alive. Temples are for after we die. I'm sorry, but to me, churches are just for fashion.
Oh, dear. Well, about 25% of Koreans are Buddhist, and another 25% are Christian. But everybody follows Confucianism in daily life. However, it's not really a religion.
What do you mean, in daily life?
Well, for example, they say we use spoons in Korea because Confucius used a spoon when he ate. At meals, we put all the food in the center of the table and use chopsticks to take food from the center. But when we eat from our own plates, we always use spoons.
Wow. Little customs can have deep histories.
Yes, I love history. I hear that Japanese always hold their rice bowls because if you don't hold the bowl, that's how an animal eats. However, in Korea, if we hold the bowl, they say it's like we are begging. Where do these ideas come from? It's very interesting.
Speaking of history, Japan and Korea used to be enemies. How do you feel about that?
Well, in Korean schools, we're taught that Japan did very terrible things. And every year, around August 15th, there are always documentaries and movies about those things. When we become university students, we are able to think for ourselves, and we understand things better. But, well, let me tell you a story, okay? In my case, my grandmother had lived in Nara, and she told me again and again good things about Japan. I wondered why there was such a big, big gap between my grandmother's stories and the things that are taught in school.
I wish we were taught more about the war.
Well, my grandmother told me that war makes people go crazy, so they do terrible things. The problem is war itself. If there's no mutual understanding, terrible things can happen.
Your grandmother is a very wise person.
Yes, she is. And times are changing now. In our universities, we have to study two foreign languages. English is the first foreign language, but now the second most popular one is Japanese.
But, Lee Mi-lim, it's still too hard for some non-Japanese in Japan. Some can't vote, and others change their names to Japanese ones.
Yes, Eri, some problems aren't easily fixed. But I'm very glad that you and Shinichi are not typical Japanese who don't speak frankly. Speaking frankly is a very good way to begin. We are all only human and often make mistakes. As a Christian, I go to church and tell God my mistakes. But I also make a promise to try to fix them. It's very, very hard work. But I pray that from now on, we can all work together to fix our mistakes.